K-State Nation, another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Greer, the third host of this podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri. All things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This was a bad evening for K-State Athletics, men particularly. We'll get into half of that in just a moment. It's the first time I listen to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. If you have not already, I would advise you to go ahead and hit the subscribe button, like, subscribe, 4 or 5 stars, if you want, preferably. and go ahead and hit that alarm bell every time we post content, update content on the feed, whether it's Spotify, iTunes, Google, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast, y'all, you're first to be notified about it. And of course, over on the Podbean channel, either tonight or tomorrow with Alex, and we'll talk women's basketball first. We'll touch on men's basketball. We'll get into that because their season is officially over. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. GREER number 3 EDID apostrophe S podcast over there on that app. Again, that is the Podbean app. I'm recording this on today, which is Thursday, the 13th of March, 2025. And then I just mentioned it was a bad night for K-State Athletics on the men's side. Already mentioned one half. We'll talk about that. I'll record that probably tomorrow. I'm not going to rush into that right now. Still got some thoughts. But starting right now to current what happened last night on the road. K-State baseball did not get a win on their road trip. And how about Omaha? I think I said on one of the recordings, I think I said it on the women's rowing recording that will pop up between today and tomorrow, that baseball is a funny game. Now I've been watching, I start finally watching a documentary, which has come a norm now before the season starts, behind the Braves, Atlanta Braves, which is my team. And no, I'm not from Kansas City. I don't go for Kansas City Royals. So, and by the way, those two teams play each other this year. Yeah. So there you go. That we've been too silly on here. But anyways, look, baseball is a funny game. And Omaha has given K-State fits over the years, and they did it again last night using 9 pitchers. Are you serious? And when I left that, it was 3-0. It was 3-0. Omaha hangs on 3-1 last night in Omaha, Nebraska. And I just don't know what I'll have to see here. K-State, you beat the brakes off William Mary last week, and you cannot beat a 5-10 Omaha team now. It's mind-boggling, right? Baseball don't guarantee you anything, right? 9 pitchers of Omaha. Hell, this again, it's hard not to jump on the bandwagon right now, but this is what frustrates me about this team or the PQ's teams over the years, right? You are the look on paper. Look at this. Hey, we know again. We're what, 16 games in the season now. We're starting to understand this team now. You can compete with the top teams, but here we go. You should be able to beat Omaha, but I guess I'm apparently wrong on that. I guess I can't. I'm trying to find the wrong right words here. There. Let's see. Let me see here. I'm sorry. Here, I'm looking for Pete Hughes' quote. Getting a little bit off track here. Pete Hughes after the game there, but you got to give Omaha a lot of credit here. Again, being a pain in the ass to K-State yet again. I mean, it never fails. It seems every year Omaha gets K-State at least once, because it's been a yearly thing when K-State plays Omaha at least twice, home and home series. I don't know how to. It's probably been going on since we started this podcast, to be quietly honest. And Omaha gets K-State in Omaha, Nebraska, 3-1, thanks to a terrific job by the pitching staff holding this offense. Which this K-State offense been lighting people up, did not, and apparently struggled against this Omaha pitching staff. Crazy. Funny. It's fun. This game is funny, and K-State ends up not getting any win. And now you got to welcome Utah to Toyota Family Stadium this weekend. Pete Hughes after this ball game saying, quote, Omaha's pitching staff did a great job tonight. And he goes on to say here, quote, they used 9 different pitchers. I still can't believe that. 9 different pitchers. Here I was yesterday saying, thinking they might use at least 2 pitchers. Damn, 9 pitchers and you can't get more than 1 run in. Gotta be ashamed of yourself there. 9 different pitchers and consistently gave us different looks that kept us off balance. Credit to them, they limited us to 2 hits through 8 and 1 only walked us twice. Obviously, that makes for a limited scoring offense, end quote there. I'm gonna go ahead and continue on here. Quote, we from Pete Hughes, the manager / head coach of Kansas State Baseball. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports. Omaha with the upset, even want to call it that, 3-1 last night against K-State on the baseball field. Kansas State, after coming up short on the comeback trail Tuesday night against Creighton, doesn't come up with anything. Gets 9 different pitchers last night against Omaha, 0-2 off the road trip. Now you got to find some answers. Now you welcome in a pretty good Utah team to Twain Family Stadium tomorrow to begin a which is now a big conference series. I mean, you beat TCU. Now that was on the road in a neutral environment. Now it's that's a one-off in a tournament. Now you have your actual first game series, conference series with Utah, which comes in at a solid record. So your offense, you better find some answers there pretty fast there. Pete Hughes, again, continuing him, quote, we pitched well enough to win and got a quality start from Tanner Duke. Our guys will make the appropriate adjustments and look forward to playing a great in our Big 12 open. Playing great in our Big 12 opener this weekend, opener series there as well. Take a look inside the box score here on the Pearl Project Podcast here. Eddie Gritter III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, like always for this podcast there. Yeah, Omaha 5-10 now on the season. K-State has now 9-7 there. And K-State, obviously, did not score until the last try to rally. Like I said, when I recorded the K-State women's rowing last night, it was 3-0 in the top of the ninth. They managed to get 1, could not get at least 2 more there as well. Omaha struck first, got 1 in the fourth, got another in the fifth, and got another in the sixth. Scored a run in the middle innings there, didn't do anything else after that. Omaha, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Kansas State, 1 run, 4 hits, and no errors in this game as well. 9 pitchers. Crazy, crazy stuff going on there as well as, let me see who got the win for Omaha here real quick. It looks like, doesn't give me a name, but Mick, who's have to roll the last name here, folks. Mick on here, he got the win for Omaha. He pitched an inning. And struck out. No, he walked 1 and struck out 1 there. Starting off the game was Weber. He pitched only an inning. That's crazy how Omaha beat K-State the way they did. Tanner Duke for K-State. I'm laughing because how the hell you get beat by 9 pitchers? That's crazy enough there. That's when you look at it. You looking like when you look at that line, it looks like we blew Omaha out, but we did not. We got beat by 9 pitchers last night. Tanner Duke, 4 innings pitched, 3 hits, 1 walk. 1 run that was earned. Didn't walk anybody. Struck out 3. Mason Buss came on to pitch a third of an inning. Then K-State also used a bunch of pitchers here as well. 6 different pitchers, including Dante Lewis, who wrapped up the K-State pitching lineup here. He pitched the last inning. He pitched the 8th inning, gave up a hit, and struck out 2 Omaha batters, but that was not enough there as well. The batting order here, D. Kennedy picked up a hit for Kansas State. He was 1-4 in the ball game there. Keegan O'Connor, 2-4 last night in the game there as well. Nobody else didn't do anything in this order, and that's really hard to do there. Score runs when nobody else can't do anything. Maxis Martin was shut down in this ball game last night. 0-4. It's a Vasco. He got a hit last night. He was 1-4 in the ball game. Chantero also got shut out as well. He was 0-4 as well in this baseball game. So, like I said, now you welcome Utah to the Twain Family Stadium now. And Yeah, that first pitch, Andy's game. The game will be on ESPN Plus. So again, ESPN app. If you don't have that already, you might want to do that. Because obviously, K-State, there are a lot of K-State games between whether that's football, men's, women's basketball, volleyball. You get the drift there. Women's soccer, who had a scrimmage last weekend. Yeah, you'll get all that there. So 6 o'clock, first pitch. Game one, Utah, a 3-game set. Huge, huge for K-State. So they're going to have to find the adjustment somewhere. Find the offense because, yeah, that you at least had the offense come in here and beat Omaha. But again, Omaha found the solution. pitch a whole bunch of pitchers there and slow K-State's offense down, which they did last night there. And Omaha picks up the win and the upset. There's K-State now drops to 9-7 and comes back to Manhattan, Kansas after a winless road streak there. 3-1 loss last night in Omaha, Nebraska to Omaha. And now you got to welcome Utah Utes to Manhattan for a crucial 3-game series there to actually kick off the Big 12 slate there for Kansas State. They did beat TCU, ranked TCU back in Arlington. But that was a different setting there, a one-off between two other teams. So we'll have to see if K-State, Pete Hughes and his offense can find an answer because yeah, K-State definitely did enough to win this ball game on the pitching side. But when you're getting your offense shut down with 9 different pitchers, that's a problem. Bro, Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're having a chance to record K-State content. Omaha 3. Kansas State 1, K-State now 9-7 heading in to the first Big 12 weekend of conference play. Alex Satan, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from, man. No, I'm not in Manhattan, Kansas right now, but in Kansas City, Missouri, I will be making a couple of trips to see this baseball team play at some point during the home ski season this year. So I'm definitely making plans for that. So, but K-State, can they bounce back from a winless road streak this weekend? What to find out. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats.